Harbor, Michigan, on the football field.
We don't want to coach average. I don't want to be around you. Why be around average?
We do want to win because winning is the epitome of team effort.
Every coach who ever put a whistle around their neck strives to be the head coach at The Ohio State University.
Welcome back, everybody, to Buckeye Bar Guys here on Buckeye Bar Talk, a big banter podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm John.
And tonight's date is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. And tonight's episode is just going to be all about the spring game. We will record an episode later in the week going over, you know, our best Ohio State team over the last 30 years or so. But tonight we just wanted to focus on the spring game. So that's what we'll get into. So obviously spring game was on Saturday. Well attended. Couple interesting things, you know, offensively, you know, with the running game and stuff, I thought looked pretty good. There's some other stuff that are a little questionable. They didn't really give either one of the starting quarterbacks who's really fighting with positions. It didn't seem like a lot of opportunities there, but we'll get into that. And I thought the defense looked is looking unbelievably good, which I figured that they would be kind of ahead of schedule right now. Let's just, I guess, get started with your thoughts on, I mean, what you liked about, we'll go offense and then we'll go defense. So offensively, what did you like with the spring game?
So good, bad, and ugly, right? Good was definitely your run game. Trey and Judkins, I mean, they look good. Peoples look good. Caffey look good. So it's always hard to gauge this stuff in a spring game. So we all understand that. So I'm not getting ahead of myself and saying that, you know, the best running team in the country or anything like that. They definitely seem like they had more of a plan running the ball than they had in years past, at least, you know, spring games past. So I told you I was a little upset that, you know, they would get the ball down the red zone and they would stop running. But I guess it is a spring game. Like, people go down two hand touch. So you can't really be too mad that they were trying to throw the ball in the end zone, but you know, we do need to work on red zone running. Bad deep balls. I think they all left a little bit to be desired as far as what the quarterbacks throwing deep. I mean, they left a lot hanging up, and of course, you know, we saw a lot of interceptions, which good defensive play, obviously, but some bad throws also that just kind of were to nobody. So definitely got to clean that up. I mean, I would love to, like I said, I've said it from the beginning. I want this team to be a run heavy, but, you know, just a good running team. I just want them to be sound running the ball, that they can do this on the ground and they don't need to rely on QB or NFL type throws nonstop. But with that being said, I still, you know, you need to hit the deep balls. Now, I know it was very windy there, so let's, you know, put a caveat or whatever into that. Let's just, you know, get that out of the way. It was very windy, but the throws were kind of ugly when they went downfield. Leading me into the ugly, I still think offensive line, and I know they're playing against a good defensive line, but still feel like it leaves a lot to be desired. I mean, I liked what Brown and Howard did. They kept plays alive. They moved well in the pocket to, you know, live to see another day, make throws downfield. I think they were both doing really good as far as, you know, extending drives or extending plays and hitting people, but they faced a lot of pressure. And I know it's a really good defensive line, but you got to clean that up because you're going to play good defensive lines if you want to win a national title. And yeah, doesn't have to be, you know, you are the benefactor of having a really weak schedule starting the year off. So it doesn't have to be week one, week two, but you really want to see, you know, the line has to come around this time. It can't be like last year. You have to get like dramatically better.
No, I definitely agree with you on my good aspects. I really like the running game. I think I really like how Chip Kelly is going to pursue the running game. I mean, I felt the line did pretty good run blocking. I think that they were fine with run blocking. And I agree with you. I wish they would have maybe tried to run some of those in on the red zone. But with those starting guys, they were only doing Chad Tepo. So it doesn't make really, I guess, when you think about it, it doesn't really make sense because, you know, I mean, they're going to blow it dead if just by bumping right. into the guys.
Right.
There's a couple of those runs that, I mean, both Judkins, definitely Trey, but I think Judkins, if I remember correctly, they each had a run in that like first half that, you know, probably would have went to the house if, you know, they were playing regular tempo. And, right. you know, that I think that I thought those were positive signs. I think that, you know, that Chip Kelly will really be able to really kind of pursue that this year. I mean, even, you know, a couple days prior to the spring game, I mean, he was talking about, you know, how, you know, he was going into like the, you know, the wide zones and stuff like that and saying how there's multiple ways to be able to run wide zone. I think he just has, you know, I think he has a better familiarity with it that not saying that Ryan Day doesn't, it's just Ryan Day had so much stuff on his plate. I don't think that, you know, he so easily could fix some of that stuff where I think Kelly now just thinking about some of that stuff a little differently, be able to, you know, concentrate on just specifically that he will be able to, you know, going forward, you know, kind of deal with some of that stuff and maybe get some of that stuff going too. You know, the bad, I'm more on the offensive line. I think mine bad and ugly are going to be reversed to yours. So, you know, I think I liked how they ran the ball. I did not like how they did those red zone opportunities when they were trying to throw the ball. They were getting really bad pressure on both Brown and Howard during those situations. I do agree with you. They will definitely be able to keep their feet moving a lot more and be able to keep plays alive, whoever the starting quarterback is. But eventually you're going to have to play in a good defense that's going to get, you know, obsoleted pretty quickly.
Right.
You got a couple decent defenses on the schedule when you think about Oregon and you think about Penn State and you think about Michigan. Plus, you're going to have, you know, that mid-range defenses when you think about like schools like Nebraska and Iowa that, you know, Iowa's more than a mid-range. I mean, that's so they have some.
They just don't ever have the offense to actually challenge you.
They have some real defenses on the schedule that, you know, eventually some of that stuff could get caught up with them when a defensive coordinator has a better game plan going against, you know, a running quarterback. So that's, and I think now with the transfer portal open up, one of the podcasts I was listening to today, they were kind of talking about that they do see, you know, Day kind of reiterated a lot over the last week that they have been playing Fryer at guard. So I think Fryer is meant to be a guard. I think if they come across somebody in this transfer portal window, you know, and I didn't like when they grabbed Simmons last year. I wish they would have went earlier, but you know, if they could find somebody that they think's a real starter in this transfer portal, or if somebody comes into the transfer portal out of a decent school, you know, in this window, I think they're going to try to jump on somebody. And, you know, cause I really do think that that's probably, they probably need to make some sort of switch there. I think they're personally fine at guard. I like what I saw from Tagra. I liked what I saw from, even Hensman in spots, you know, I'm sure Montgomery will be fine. I think running the ball, they're going to be fine. I think they're fine. They'll probably be fine if Fryer ends up moving down, if they can find a tackle to take that spot. So yeah. That is where a little bad where I'm thinking that's where, you know, I go. And it definitely, going off on the bad is once you got into the later depth that, you know, it was even more noticeable than when, you know, against the second team and third team offensive line. So not a lot of great depth there. So that is, I think my biggest concern is on the offensive line. And then, you know, my ugly, again, it's some of the weather. The passing was just off, you know, as they kind of went on other quarterbacks, they threw some lousy interceptions. You know, there are a lot of behind the people. And again, you know, when you can blame that on the wind, but you know, you are going to have to face that at some point this year. You know, this is,
right.
You know, Big Ten country, you know, you're going to be in a game where the wind's going to, you know, we're going to Chicago again this year. So we all remember what that was like a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So it is going to be a situation where they have to get used to it. And that's why I kind of wish they would have kept the starters in a little longer because, you know, I get it. You know, I think they were trying to protect them a little bit with how windy it was that they were doing a little crowd control. You know, with the with the media and stuff like that, you know, if Brown or Howard ended up, if they were having bad games because of the wind and stuff like that, that's all we would have heard this week. So from a PR perspective, I do get it that, you know, I think that that's kind of where they fell and stuff like that. They just kind of wanted to give everybody kind of a good showing. And, you know, that's the way they went with it. You know, but, and I'm not going to say this was like an ugly, but it was a little interesting that they were a little vanilla, a little bit more vanilla maybe than I even thought they were. I thought maybe the last couple of years they weren't as vanilla. But I think Chip Kelly's just still getting used to, you know, everything. And, yeah, you know, I do think that, you know, this is probably the best receiving core, if you think about it, that he's ever had, possibly even arguably with even his NFL teams. That, I mean, you know, Abuka's a first round pick, you know, very easily, you know, you, if you think Carnell Tate will be on his projection, will probably end up being a first round pick. And, you know, with the before the season reputation, like right now, like, you know, I mean, JJ Smith really could end up being the, you know, maybe the best wide receiver that, you know, the way everybody's talking him up, the best receiver that's ever come through the program. So, I mean, I think that there's a lot of weapons there that, you know, Chip's just trying to get a feel for, and that will, he will add more wrinkles to the offense as, you know, as they get into fall camp and stuff like that. But that's my opinions on the offense.
Okay.
All right, defense.
How do we get more DBs on the field? Like, I didn't see a room. Like, I wasn't there. No notes for the defense. I don't know. They all look good. I mean, line got pressure. They look good. Linebackers look fast. I'm sure if I rewatched and, you know, looked at every play, maybe linebackers, just because of how new they are on the defense, they might have struggled here or there, but they looked athletic. They made plays when they, you know, had to, when the ball came to them. And the defensive backfield is just freaking nasty, man. I don't know. I mean, what can you say? I really don't have much, you know, bad or much to critique about the defense. They looked really sharp. I do think, I mean, the offense was actually able to drive quite a few times. So that might be something that needs cleaned up again. Practice 15. It's a spring game, but I don't know. They looked really good.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you on the bad and the, you know, the ugly thing that, you know, I guess to say that, you know, I didn't like necessarily how it seemed like Trey and Judkins was easily able to run on them a little bit. And, you know, so, you know, maybe that's something, but again, I don't know how it's so hard to determine those Chud practices because they're not fully trying to go out to take somebody out. And, you know, it's just, that's different in the game, you know, even though the other running backs, ended up having some good games too. And you know, like I said, we were very impressed with that running game, but when everything was full go as the thing, they were getting to those guys a little in a little bit more urgency than they were getting to both Trey and Junkins. And I think some of that is because of the tempo and stuff like that. So, so I don't know how much I really want to, you know,
is it Sam Williams Dixon? Is that
Williams Dixon, right? I can't remember how it all goes. It's
he struggle. Good.
That's good.
I was impressed. I was impressed with all the running backs.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I was a little nervous about Hayden, you know, leaving and stuff like that. I think that if they need to make a, I think right on the transfer portal stuff, probably right tackle and safety is more of a pressing need. Safety for depth reasons. And just obviously I think they need a tackle and another tackle into the program. So I'm fine with where they have the running backs. I would actually be fine with either one of those freshman running backs. Cause you know, they're going to go three deep, you know, I'm fine with either one of those freshman running backs, you know, being the running back that's third running back from this offense. Damn. So, you know, I thought they were both really good. Obviously the defensive backs were, I think the stars of the show, but I'm going to go with good as I'm going to go with the linebackers. And I think most surprising, I'm going to go with the linebackers. I still, I mean, again, like you said, I probably could watch some stuff back and say, they were a little off there, but they're young in a lot of spots there. They have so much athleticism. And, you know, and it's nothing against Jim Knowles, because, you know, Jim Knowles is, his reputation precedes him, but it's just a lot to be the linebackers coach and, you know, the whole defensive coordinator, especially in a position that is a position of need, because it's been the one place where they've really been lacking over the last several years as the linebackers. So you can definitely tell that, you know, and I know James, I know there's people that have been critiquing people and like, well, he was technically the linebacker coach last year. He has the real title this year. He has the authority that goes with that position. It's different than, you know, a grad assistant telling you what to do than it is your linebacker coach that you're trying to impress, who actually has say on whether you play or not, you know,
and he's actually recruiting and he's actually able to build the room for the future now.
Yeah. It's a different mindset now with these guys. He's not a substitute teacher anymore.
Right.
And, you know, no offense to last year, that's what he was. And like, it's just different. And, the athleticism he has in that backfield, and you started seeing it a lot, I think, at different points in the game. I think he's with Reese and Sonny and Hicks. He's really going to be able to use those three in some very, very, very interesting ways this year. And, you know, still keep Simon out there to what Simon does. And I think they're going to have a good rotation going on with those three to get them in the game. And I think that's, you know, obviously we talked about this on Saturday. I want to see the defensive line kind of go back to what, you know, the Ohio State standard for a defensive line was under Urban Meyer. I kind of want to see that again, but I think there's different ways that James is going to be able to use these linebackers to really come at guys now. And you know how Knowles likes to be aggressive. And I think that's going to let him be aggressive again, you know, come and bring in pressure from different angles and stuff like that. And I think now with Downs and Ransom, I think they will be back to feeling confident that they do some of that stuff, because they have two guys back there that know what they're doing. And, you know, in 2 years ago, they just didn't. And that's where they got caught up in some of the, being over aggressive with some of the stuff. And yeah, and I know everybody blames Knowles that he was being too aggressive, but there's a couple ways of looking at that. Yeah, maybe he didn't need to be as aggressive as he was in spots, but at the same time is that, you just had way too many players in the secondary to not know how to stop somebody.
Right.
Somebody broke that line, and like, it's just different now. I have confidence in the guys that they have back there.
Well, I mean, those throws were so rushed too. I mean, if you think back at them, you know, it was just, I mean, a lot of it's the DB's fault. And I'm sorry, but I realize you don't have to do it there, but they did what they wanted to do. They rushed that quarterback and the DB fell, or they didn't get someone out of bounds, or they got juked out of their shoes and they gave up big touchdowns.
Yeah. And I think that's different. We saw that with the secondary. Knowles built so much confidence last year in his secondary, and I know he didn't necessarily was as aggressive last year, but I think he saw a lot in his secondary. He saw a lot in, you know, Coach Walton, and now with them adding down to the defense, that I'm like, I think he's going to be, with the athleticism he has at linebackers and the athleticism he has on the defensive line, I think he's going to be more open to kind of be coaching the way he likes to coach, and, you know, really coming at teams and stuff like that, because I think he will be confident that he has guys back there that can get guys that can make plays on the ball or get guys down, you know, whatever it calls for at the time.
And they made a lot of plays on the ball on Saturday.
They are so damn loaded at cornerback. I don't even know what, like, it's like, if you think that, you know, Hunt's not really, he's might not even see the field really much this year, except in blowouts.
But they got to get them in. That's the thing, though. You got to utilize your depth. You have so much of it. They're all so good. Like,
yeah,
get them in the rotation. We saw
they are five deep. They were five deep at cornerback when, if you count Hancock as a corner, like, they are like
Aaron Scott played well.
He did play well. It's just those five for sure that, you know, that those are the, I mean, there's a lot of things that they can do with them. And now they can, it'll be interesting the kind of rotations they're able to do with Hancock too. And like, you know, maybe move Iggy in at times and move another guy out there and take Hancock off the field. There's a lot of different things that I think they can do with those five guys for those three positions. That it's very, very interesting to see what the, how they're going to do it.
And the one thing I really love about Walton is his guys, they're kind of like Halfley's guys in 19. Like they like to come up and hit, like, you know, they're, that is something that's definitely back to that, that crew we had in 19, that these guys, like, if you get a catch in front of them, they're going to try to take you down immediately and they're not afraid.
And that's why I like Sonny being at linebacker, because, and I know he's going to be kind of rotating with Hicks, but like there was no reason last year why Sonny and Hancock need to be rotating
right
for each other.
Right.
You know, I mean, those are your two of your 11 best players. They should both be on the field.
Right.
Like, and you, like that, that was like the one befuddling thing last year. And I'm glad that they're fixing it this year.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Just last thing, and then, like I said, we were going to just kind of run through some of this stuff. I kind of want to hit the coaching staff a little bit. I liked how, you know, Ryan Day came off as very, you know, he was playful kind of with Fox, and, you know, he was getting in people's faces. And, you know, I think, I know it's one game and this is just like over, like, like overanalyzing to be overanalyzing, but I think he felt comfortable out there. I think that he feels comfortable having Chip there and that he is really going to be able to really hone in on people this year and stuff like that. And, you know, and I like that because I Chip Kelly might end up being, you know, one of the best hires in the program's history, because like it's weird. It kind of feels like it kind of like Ryan Day being hired as offensive coordinator and then Chip Kelly being hired as offensive coordinator might go down as the two best like non head coaching, you know, decisions ever.
Yeah.
And because, you know, Ryan Day ended up being your head coach. And if Chip Kelly ends up being what I think Chip Kelly could be, you know, I think that's going to end up meaning a national championship coming down the line here for, you know, Ryan Day. And, you know, that's a big deal. I really think that Chip is going to be able to really, just from what I saw, and again, overanalyzing to overanalyze here, but, you know, it's just, there's a competency on that offense that they did not have with Corey Dennis, and nothing against Brian Hartline. He's just not ready for that. And I'm not saying he possibly one day will be ready to take that type of stuff, but it's just, they had way too many young guys in that room. And, you know, I don't want to say it was, and I feel bad. I feel like I'm over criticizing because they went out and they did stuff with each other and stuff like that. It just, it kind of had a little bit of a frat house feel to it, where maybe this feels a more of a business feel to it.
No, I agree with that. He definitely needed that. He needed an adult in the, you know, offensive room. So appreciate that. I mean, you had that with Kevin Wilson, but Dave just, he can't be that guy. He's a head coach. You know, that's not his responsibility to be the adult, making sure everyone's doing their job. Like, you got to have your offensive coordinator do that. I agree, though. I think that everything looked, you know, good with Kelly. I think it looks more complex, which is a good thing, but it seems like that he's able to teach it. So I think that's going to pay dividends, just like you do. And yeah, like you said, Corey Dennis, I mean, nothing against the kid, but he wasn't ready. Now, I think I did read that Hartline called a couple plays on the game. So I think they are, and they need to do that. They need to take this opportunity to teach Brian.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. And like, I mean, we talked about this in the last episode. I don't know what Chip Kelly's future is. I don't know if he, you know, obviously he's really gung-ho about, I want to be a coach. I want to, like, this is the head coaching position. And, you know, what college football is demanding from their head coaches is getting kind of ridiculous when you think that everything that's been on their plate and stuff like that. So I don't know if Chip Kelly really wants to be a head coach in college football anymore, but he definitely, I'm not saying that, you know, if he gets the opportunity to go to the pros that he won't jump on that.
Right.
And, you know, he might decide like that's a better fit for him. And, you know, to be a head coach, to be it in the pros, he might get another opportunity there. So like, he wasn't necessarily bad when he was in the pros. Like, you know, I think his biggest thing is the biggest thing with all college coaches is that they need to learn that they need a professional general manager to work with them. Like, you know, so many of those coaches get caught up with the same issue and stuff like that. So I think if he learned that lesson, you don't know, he might end up being able to go to the NFL. again and be fine with that. So yeah, they need to get Brian involved, and honestly, Brian needs to be involved in it. If, you know, if his ultimate goal is he wants to be an offensive coordinator somewhere or be a head coach somewhere, you know, as much as it would suck because, you know, he's been such a great recruiter for us, but you know, he would deserve that opportunity. If somebody came along and wanted to make him a head coach or make him an offensive coordinator, he would deserve to take that chance if that's what he wants in life. And, you know, and if it's not here at Ohio State, he should go where, you know, like Luke ended up leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys deserve shots. And so, yeah, I'm glad if, you know, if he did call a few plays, I'm glad about that because it's good. It would be good. It's good for him.
Yeah. I agree.
And in the defensive side of the ball, you know, I think that, you know, kind of what I saw now with James fully there, I think that Knowles is really going to be able to get that room under that whole staff under control and stuff like that. You know, I think him and Larry will probably figure out, you know, how to best make it work between the two of them. And I think Knowles will be able to concentrate better to see, you know, kind of where Larry thinks his defensive line, you know, should be and stuff like that. And they did, I know for sure they ran it once. They might've ran it a couple of times. They did go five down, you know, on that first sack of the game when they brought both Sawyer and JT from the same side. I believe they had five defensive line on the field. So, you know, I like seeing stuff like that and, you know, coming up with different ways to, you know, get your best players on the field and try different things and, you know, find mismatches where you can find mismatches. I liked when they were in a little bit of a hurry off the offense, you know, that time when, you know, Ryan was yelling at Link for taking that sack. But, you know, Knowles was doing a one word off defensive play calls and stuff. So it seems like they're kind of figuring some of that stuff out, you know, come up with different things when they're in hurry up offenses and stuff like that. You know, they have a hurry up defense too. Right. So, you know, I like some of that stuff. I think Ryan just being able to be the CEO of the team, he's going to be able to really stay on both Chip and Jim and, you know, get the most out of this team because, you know, if that offensive line, that's probably what it's going to come down to again this year. They definitely need to figure that out. But what we saw from that defense, you thought the defense was a national championship caliber defense last year, and they were. This is really a national champion. This is a legit defense that, you know, could erase a lot of it. Possibly could raise some the offensive line mistakes because, you know, you think about some of the offensive line and quarterback mistakes they had last year. I think this defense is even better that I don't know. It will be really hard depending on where mistakes happen. Teams might still have a hard time capitalizing on them.
Yeah.
Give them their shot.
No, I agree. Definitely.
All right. Anything else you want to hit tonight?
No, sir.
Yeah. All right. So I think we'll call it a night. It was just going to be spring game focused. You know, it is a scrimmage and stuff like that, but it was nice seeing football on the field again. And now gives us something to kind of talk about and overanalyze for the next several months until, you know, we get into, you know, fall camp and stuff like that. But we'll throw on some NFL stuff over the next couple of weeks as, you know, we got NFL draft coming up. So, you know, we'll look into some of the, you know, some of that stuff too, as we look into some of the Buckeye players that are getting ready to get drafted. When you think about like Marv and Stover and, you know, Mike Hall, you know, see where guys like that end up going. So we'll do a little draft stuff as, you know, as we move on over the next couple, as actually what the draft is, draft next week or the week after. I know it's got to be coming up.
Is it in April now?
I always thought it's low. I thought it was always last week of April, and then they moved it to May for a couple of years, and then they moved it back to April.
I honestly don't know. Hold on. Let's see here. Yep, next week, Thursday, April
25th. Okay, so, yep, next Thursday. All right, so I think next show we will do the rest of our brackets and maybe we'll do a little draft stuff too.
Sounds good.
So, all right, let's call it a night.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for stopping in tonight to the Buckeye Bar. I'm John.
And I'm Mike.
OH.
IO.